Genesis chapter 13. Abram and his nephew Lot split up. Verse 1.
So Abram, Sarai, and Lot left Egypt and went back to the dry desert country. They took everything they owned and all their workers. Abram was a very rich man. He had a lot of silver and gold, and a big mob of animals. They were in that dry desert country for a while. Then they went north from place to place until they got back to the town called Bethel. They camped in the same place that they camped at before. It was between Bethel and the town called Ai. That was the place where Abram built a special stone table to burn animals, to show respect to God. After Abram got back there, he prayed to God, and he called God by his special name, Yahweh. Abram and his nephew Lot were still together, and Lot also had a big mob of sheep and goats and cows and bulls. And he had a lot of tents for all his workers too. But there was a problem. There were other people already living in that country. They were called the Canaan mob and the Perez mob. And they had animals too. And all those animals needed grass and water, as well as Abram's animals and Lot's animals too. But there wasn't enough grass and water in that place for all those animals. So Abram's workmen and Lot's workmen started to argue and fight with each other about whose animals got the grass and water. Then Abram said to Lot,
"I don't like this trouble. You and me, we are family, and I don't want trouble between us. And I don't want our workmen to argue and fight with each other. Look, there is a lot of country here. Just look around and you will see that there's plenty of country for both of us. So I reckon we have to split up. I want you to pick the part of the country you want, and then I will go somewhere else. If you pick the country to the east, then I will go to the country to the west. But if you pick the west country, then I will go to the east country."
Lot looked to the east towards a town called Zoar in the flat country around the Jordan River. He saw that the flat country had plenty of grass and water. It looked just like God's garden and like the country in Egypt. That was before God burned up the towns in the flat country called Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot picked the flat country around the Jordan River to the east. Then Abram did what he promised, and he went to the country called Canaan. In that way, Lot's mob and Abram's mob went to different places, and there was no more trouble between their workmen. Lot went to the flat country around the Jordan River. There were some towns there, and Lot camped near the town called Sodom. The people that lived in Sodom were very bad. They were always going against God, and they did bad things all the time.
God made a promise to Abram. Genesis chapter 13, verse 14.
Then, after Lot left, God said to Abram,
"Look at all the country around you. Look to the north and to the south and to the east and to the west. I will give you all the country that you can see. Later on, you will have a son, and lots of people will be born into his family, and they will own all this country forever. Look at the ground you are standing on. It has lots of little bits of dirt. Nobody can count all those little bits of dirt on the ground. And just like that, nobody will be able to count all the people that will be in your family later on. All right, Abram, I want you to get up and walk all around the country that I'm giving you and look at it all properly.
So Abram went to the big trees that belonged to a man called Mamre, near a town called Hebron, and he camped there. He piled up stones there and made another special table with a flat top so that he could burn animals to show respect to God.